everyone. This is Mildred Ruger from Canyon, Texas, for the 2025 fall read of HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. Late Migrations by Margaret Wrinkle has an important subtitle, A Natural History of Loss and Love. In my third book bite, we're going to explore that idea of loss, especially loss through death. Margaret brings us face to face with loss and death many times and in many ways. We learn of declining health, changing relationships, and the eventual death of several family members. We observe competitors and predators, both natural and human, causing death and destruction among the flora and fauna in her neighborhood. The most heartbreaking type of loss we glimpse involves the death of the young. For parents, this grief is so very heavy. If you have experienced such a devastating loss, please be gentle with yourself in deciding when or if you want to listen to the rest of this book bite. It will hint at comfort for this heavy grief, but most of the comfort comes in my final book bite. Let's look at a pair of essays. Bloodkin starts with a lovely family scene with four generations, including a toddler and another child on the way. It ends with weeping. Nests begins with the statement, "Oblivion would be easier." It ends with wonder at the beauty of life. In this book bite, we're facing the weeping. In the next book bite, we'll feel the wonder. Oblivion would be easier, Margaret says. Easier than what? Well, oblivion would be easier than knowing that a cottontail may have a wonderful hidden nest, only to see a snake find the nest and eat the young. And oblivion would be easier than knowing that small birds may hide their eggs and their nestlings, only to have them discovered and destroyed by larger birds. And why the weeping? Well, weeping because of the country cemeteries with lots of small graves marked with words such as, "Many fond hopes lie buried here." And weeping because of the miscarriages that Margaret felt might crush her, at least until her grandmother shared something with Margaret that no one else in the world knew. Her grandmother's third child had been born so early he had no name. Her grandmother wept too for a long time, but at night, so she could still work during the day. Why did it help Margaret to hear this from her grandmother? She doesn't say. My guess is that her grandmother's shared suffering somehow made Margaret feel seen. It somehow gave Margaret enough courage to be engaged in life without denying her grief. The presence of an empathetic person can bring comfort in suffering. This is Mildred Ruger for HPPR Radio Readers Book Club, wishing us all a growing awareness of the beauty of life, even in the midst of grief.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I